You know what? No, it's somebody left these Beats headphones here, and I gotta say, it just sounds that much better. Everyone walking by, yeah. I'm looking cool right now, right?
Yeah. You're louder. You're more
awesome.
Energetic.
I'm
right.
Wow.
Mike Fouché in studio every Wednesday, the man behind the Daily Line, which covers Chicago politics, county politics, Springfield politics, which we're going to talk about tonight. Mike, good to see you.
It's great to be here.
All right. So the bombshell in Chicago, of course, happened on, what was it, Friday? And I'm not even sure that was what the press conference was for, but Attorney General Lisa Madigan, Illinois Attorney General, steps up and says she will not be running for re-election. Shocker? I mean, was everyone surprised?
Yes.
Or did you start to hear rumblings?
Everybody is surprised. Everybody is surprised. I talked to people that have long-time connections and relationships with her, and everybody was surprised. Particularly because she had been holding fundraisers and telling people just a few months ago, yeah, I'm running for re-election. Hmm. And so, I mean, all of a sudden for her to say, I'm not running, was a big shocker.
Now, the automatic question, usually when people, especially of high popularity and visibility, say they're not running for a re-election, they've got something else in mind. And that's kind of been the mystery around why she's choosing to not run again for Attorney General. What's the future for Lisa Madigan? Is it truly, I just need to take some time out of public office?
So, I mean, I don't really know her, but she lives in my neighborhood, and I have some mutual friends, and I don't think I'm talking out of school to say that I think from what I can tell, she and her husband are very normal people, and they don't live extravagantly. They, you know, their kids are nice kids, and they go to school, and, you know, they do cleanup projects in the neighborhood and stuff like that. They're just regular people, and I think... I know that Lisa Madigan tends to play things very close to the vest, but she also tends to be very straightforward about whatever it is that she's thinking or doing. And I have a sense that this is a personal decision, and that's it.
Okay, so I guess we're at the point where we can kind of look back at her legacy as Attorney General. And some would say, and I've read in the paper where they're like, well, she didn't really do much as Attorney General. She was pretty low profile. Others would say, you know, she made it out of a job without scandal, and that's A+ in the state of Illinois.
Yeah, like, right.
But how did Lisa Madigan fare? I mean, she's still Attorney General for another, you know, year.
Another
or so.
Year.
But how did she fare? Let's talk about her legacy.
You know, I think she started off, wow, 2002, long time ago, where she was, you know, getting a lot of credit and plaudits for being a progressive and going after some corruption in some small towns and some small government corruption and things like that. But then she really took a turn towards being much more of a consumer advocate. That's most of what it is that she's put her energy into. And those are good things. And I think, you know, she's probably advanced good stuff with that. But certainly hasn't been a crusader or a big boat rocker like a lot of people were hoping.
And, you know, this Attorney General has been in the past a stepping stone. Where people have looked to the governor's mansion as a place to go, the U.S. Senate, other places like that. I mean, what has stopped her from looking at those things? Obviously, her dad being the Speaker of the House in the state of Illinois has been somewhat of a roadblock. But we've heard these stories come up over and over and over that, you know, she really can't move up the ranks until her father retires or is voted out.
But, in 2009, I actually was still doing political consulting, and I was working for... a woman named Julie Hamos, who was a state representative from Evanston. And Julie had hired me to help put together a statewide operation for her to run for attorney general because the expectation was that Lisa Madigan was going to run for governor in 2010. And so we spent a lot of energy building a statewide operation, talking to a lot of people. And then just like this, except it was in July, Lisa announced, you know what, I've decided that I'm going to run for attorney general for re-election. And what she said at the time is that having two Madigans running state government is too many, and I don't think is the right thing that we should be doing right now. And it was very clear that her father, you know, was not willing to move. There were a lot of people thinking, oh, well, she's very close to him, and if he's going to leave, he'll certainly leave for his daughter. But, you know, apparently not. And the two of them, they're very tight-lipped. They don't talk a lot. So, you know, we may never know exactly what happened there.
I remember, and Mike, I remember I was with you in 2008 at the in Denver. And Lisa Madigan, the Illinois delegation at the Democratic National Convention to cover then Senator Barack Obama getting the nomination.
Right.
They were rock stars.
Yeah.
And Lisa Madigan was one of them. I mean, you had Jesse Jackson Jr.
Yeah.
You had Rod Blagojevich.
Yeah.
You had Lisa Madigan.
Yeah.
You had, you know, Alexei Janulius was in that mix.
It was
mix.
Crazy.
He had a speech. But I remember that Lisa Madigan held esteem at that convention because she had a friendship with Barack Obama. And he showed up at one of her, one of her closed door meetings.
Yep.
She has a great relationship with Barack Obama, President Obama, and it continued.
And nationally, she's widely admired among Democrats as being a woman leader who's been very solid, who's been very centrist, has been able to figure out a center line in order to be able to take for the party. And you know, I think that that's been, you know, really good. But you know, I think it's, it's a mystery.
Yeah.
Why it is that she chose?
Well, let's
leave.
Do this. Let's take a break. We'll come back and now let's size up who's running, who might, and who's not for Attorney General in the state of Illinois. Mike Fouché from the Daily Line with us tonight, as he is every Wednesday. Stay with us. It's Download here at 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Mike Fouché in studio, as he is every Wednesday night here, the man behind the Daily Line, which you can find at thedailyline.net. Covers politics, both Chicago, Cook County, and Springfield. We're talking Springfield tonight. Illinois Attorney General race up in the air. First, just to set this record straight, the Republicans, they already had a candidate that they're interested
Erica
in.
Harold.
Erica Harold, who essentially was going to run against Lisa Madigan.
Yeah.
So they're not changing course,
no,
even though I'm sure there's a lot of people making phone calls.
Right? I keep asking about this. And, you know, so Erica Harold, she is from Urbana. She's a former Miss America winner.
Mm-hmm.
She's an attorney. You know, she's not dumb. But it's not like she has this amazing stellar record as somebody that's been working their way up to run for statewide office. She's the kind of candidate that would not necessarily be, oh, we got to run somebody against Lisa Madigan and win. You know, I mean,
right.
I think that
because
she
we know this in Illinois politics. I mean, Lisa Madigan was popular. She would win that election.
Her and Jesse White.
And the idea being they give somebody a little bit of experience in that regard. Running a statewide election. But so you've been talking to Republicans. There's no desire necessarily to replace her with a bigger name.
The deal is that she had run for congressional office and was dumped by the party for somebody else in a previous campaign year.
Hmm.
And so there's a lot of feeling that, look, you can't dump this
person
twice. You can't. That's not cool. And so the party establishment is saying, okay, we're behind her. And I keep asking people, you know, is there somebody else that's going to run? Because there's a long list of state legislators
that want to get out of the state legislature. Nothing but stories about people resigning, stepping down, wanting to get out of the state legislature with what's happened in the last couple of years there. I mean, state senators with big names and big money from, you know, and I feel like, you're absolutely right. I would think that there'd be a lot of, hey, just calling about that race. What are we doing with that?
Right.
Like a lot of state legislators who want in.
And I've been asking and asking and asking. And, you know, so far, everyone I talk to says, nope, it's going to be Erica Harold.
Well, there you go. So, good position to be in for Erica Harold, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the Democrats, because this is where you see everybody. I mean, Rich Miller, you guys, everybody has just been like, let's call everybody, and everyone's given a maybe, you know, but let's talk about who is in. Right now I can name four people. There's probably a lot more, but.
Yeah. Just to give you a sense, on Friday after the announcement, I literally texted 50 different people, and I text conversations with 50 different people because there was so much flying around so fast. And similar kind of thing on Saturday too. And, you know, it's exactly what you said. You know, there's a lot of people that are out there. Ed Burke was saying, oh, my daughter's going to run. And everyone's like, which daughter? Well, I'm not sure yet, you know. And so then finally it came back that his daughter, Sarah, and no, she doesn't want to run. So, you know, I think that there's a lot of people that are floating names for lots of reasons.
Just having fun with it,
just
maybe.
To be able to get their name out there and be able to talk about somebody, you know.
Well, let's talk about the people who have. Let's start right at the top with Scott Drury. Very interesting that this, I mean, he already had Drury for Illinois and the governor's stuff printed out. He's running. He picked a lieutenant governor, and he's the only candidate so far that he's withdrawn from the race for governor and put his hat in for attorney general. Not usually how you see it go down.
Hey, why not? Right? Yeah. I mean, that's a pivot. You've already been raising money. You got a statewide operation. It's not looking too good for him for governor. I mean, you know, frankly, I mean, he hasn't been able to get a whole lot of purchase. And so whoop, he just makes a turn and now he's running for AG. Why not? You know, I mean, I think that people vote, look at you differently. People already know who you are. The part right at this point, it's not average voters, right? It's party leaders. And there are a lot of times when party leaders say things like, you know, I kind of like that person. I just wish they were running for something else. Hey, problem solved. Now he's running for something else.
Although the problem is that the party leader is who he has been attacking on the campaign trail in terms of Mike Madigan. So
this is true.
See how that works out.
Right.
So Drury has made the switch. The big names that are coming out of the state legislature, at least two that we know of, State Senator Kwame Raoul.
Right.
And Representative Elaine Nekritz, who was already saying that she was stepping down, right? Or she already stepped down.
She was already retiring as a state rep. And so then also there's a lot of talk about former CPS CEO Jesse Ruiz, who is also currently the Parks District
Chair.
I was bringing him up
Chicago. Next. Yep, that's my fourth guy.
Yeah, and you know there's a lot of other names that have been bandied about, but I think those are the ones that have been most serious.
Kwame Raoul's already put out an ad, if you will, a video that has surfaced.
So Kwame had a very similar situation that Julie Hamos had in 2009. He, in 2013, had the same sort of, you know, bait and switch thing go on with Lisa Madigan. Lisa Madigan was like, I think I'm going to run for governor in 2014. Whoop. Nope. No, she doesn't. And Kwame Raoul had to shut down his statewide operation. So he's already got relationships all over the state. He's got a pretty good fundraising operation. You know, one of the things that you have to be able to do here is in a very short order, you have to collect about 10,000 good signatures. You know, you can't get bad signatures. They all have to be registered voters in Illinois at the address that they write down. And then so that means you need a lot of volunteers who are going to respond very quickly. And you have to get them all in by December 4th. And then the other is that whoever it is going to have to raise about $1 million on their own.
Jeez.
And it's going to cost about $3 to $5 million in the primary, the Democratic primary. And the thing is that there's not really a ready constituency for attorney general. And for the most part, the way that you get to that $3 to $5 million is a lot of it are rich people who are very excited about Democrats or very excited.
Or
about
you run on the coattails of who's running for governor.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. So, you know, Erica Harold is going to get a lot of Rauner money.
Right. And that's a great question. I mean, J.B. Pritzker, of course, is the front runner for the Democrats. Is there going to be an appointed, not unlike what they did with J.B. Pritzker, where right off the bat, the Democratic Party in the state of Illinois said, this is our guy. Is there going to be a candidate like that for attorney general?
No.
Why
no.
not?
Well, first off, you just look at Kwame Raoul, Elaine Nekritz, and Jesse Ruiz, and Scott Drury. But really, Nekritz, Raoul, and Ruiz, they each represent very different wings of the party. Kwame Raoul is African-American. He has very strong relationships in Chicago, in Black Chicago. Jesse Ruiz is Latino, but also has a lot of very strong relationships with Rahm Emanuel donors and those kind of people. And then Elaine Nekritz is a well-known progressive and also she's from the Northwest suburbs, has a lot of relationships in the Northwest suburbs. Those are all very, very different branches of the party. And then Scott Drury, you know, he's got his own area. So, you know, all those people, since each of those folks have announced, I'm planning on running, or Elaine Nekritz is still saying she's thinking over Rosh Hashanah. She'll let us know over the weekend. You know, they're basically saying, this is my turf, I'm interested, and it's going to be very hard in order to get those different wings of the party to give up whoever it is their person is.
What do you see? What do you anticipate here? I mean, this is a short term.
I anticipate, I don't think that we're going to have any other major candidates get in the race. Maybe we will, but you know, by the end of this week, we'll know really who the serious candidates are. They're going to be racing to raise that first $1 million in order to show that they're viable, and then they're going to be racing to get their signatures, and they're also going to be trying to meet with as many party people as they can in the Chicago and the suburbs, not really the rest of the state, because really Democratic primaries won in Chicago and the collar counties.
What I like about the candidates that you mentioned, the four candidates, all four of them aren't necessarily, none of them are millionaires. They're not the millionaire type.
Although Jesse Ruiz does pretty well. He's a partner of Drinker Biddle. So he's not hurting.
I guess my point would be that not unlike with the governor's race, you kind of like there always has been this whoever's got the most money is going to win.
Right.
In this case, you have four candidates that I could see going any which way. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, because any of those, and maybe just maybe we will get a campaign for this office that's based on what you want from this candidate, what this candidate can provide, not how much money they have.
Well, you know, again, the thing about attorney general races is that they don't really have, like, an issue. So it's going to be really hard. It's always hard for attorney general in order to be able to say, what are you really campaigning about? You know, what is the big thing? And so I think that they'll be each challenged to come up with a thing that they're going to be identified with. It's been a long, long time since there's been an open seat race for attorney general in Illinois.
It's exciting.
So I think we might see some big changes in the way this is campaigned for.
Mike Fouché, the man behind the dailyline.net, which covers Chicago, the county, Springfield politics. He joins us every Wednesday. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here.